Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Christine McVie brings us back. It was about this time yesterday when the news broke that she passed away. We're playing tunes for her all day. I'll also let you know, Dave, that getting Q off the bus, I went down in the ice. I went right down.
Oh, no. So, were you wearing the proper footwear, or was this your mistake?
No. No, I was not. I was wearing my On tennis shoes. So I will survive, I think. So passes away. There are a lot of good obits. I picked this one from the New York Times because some of the items, and some people saw some of the stuff yesterday. It's worth touching on again. With the greatest hits from Fleetwood Mac, when it was released in 1988, it sold 8 million copies, by the way. She either wrote or co-wrote half of the tracks that doubled the next prolific member. Okay, Rumors is still one of the most enormous albums of all time. How it just dominated everything in 1977. You know, all the relationship stuff, all the divorces which were going on with Fleetwood Mac, and I was reminded again. So she divorces John McVie, who's in the band, her husband. Her song, You Make Loving Fun, celebrates her affair she was having with the band's lighting director. Okay. And at first she told McVie, then her ex, it was a song about her dog. Meanwhile, she's throwing down, I mean, with the lighting director. And all that stuff is going on with Fleetwood Mac. I've thoroughly enjoyed Fleetwood Mac. I probably don't love him as much as others, but, you know, my father brought me to a bunch of Rose Bowls. I remember when, was it Tusk? And the USC band was a part of it. That was unbelievable. So, like our boy Jim Pete was on earlier. He was talking about how essential Fleetwood Mac was growing up. I love a variety of different music. I've talked about that. Part of the reason why I love that we've been doing this for multiple years now, these music themes, is whether it was Dan or now Dave, just picking tunes. And sometimes it's artists we've all heard of. And other times it's a theme and it's music I've never heard of. So I was thinking, as I looked on Twitter and how just devastated people were, and I thought, is there anybody for me that would just crush me musically? And they're not to some levels. Like for me, I retweeted this the other day, Dave. I forget who put it out there, but it was it would have been Lyman Bostock's. I think it was his 72nd birthday, and because my father dragged me around so much, I was brought to places I never should have been brought. Most athletes either gave me the pat on the back or wonder why I was there. Lyman Bostock was just different. He engaged me. He talked to me, needled me all the time. He checked up on me. I remember Twins and Angels played just days before Lyman was brutally killed. And Lyman's death as a kid just rock my world because I was like, I just talked to the guy. But I get how people in music, you know, I like music from the 70s better than the 80s. Like I joke about this a lot. I just don't like Journey. I don't like RE Speedwagon. You know, and some of this is 70s, 80s, but like I looked at one list here of famous singers of the 70s. Elton, amazing. Gay, amazing. When is Van Morrison come into the mix? You know, some amazing ones. For you, Dave, and I want to hear from people, if fill in the blank, this individual singer or a band, and they passed away. More likely, obviously, an individual from either the band or individually. Who would it be, and it would impact you the most? It would bring the memories back. It would bring joy. It would bring sadness. It would flood you with stages of your life. I can think of tunes now that I think of a time in my life or a person in my life. Who do you have that comes to mind for you, Dave? And I'd love to hear from a bunch of people on this one. Who would grab you the most, like Christine McVie, and if, whether it was just her or how essential Fleetwood Mac was for so long. I mean, they were massively popular. 651-461-9226. Who do you have, Dave?
As a kid growing up, I was 90s country. That's all I listened to. So, you know, somebody like Garth Brooks, that would absolutely affect me. That would bring me back. Once I got into high school, I moved more towards rock music because I heard Weezer for the first time. And I was into them for many, 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 many years. Still love them. So, you know, if their lead singer, Rivers Cuomo, were to pass away, that would obviously bring back. They're probably the band that I've, in fact, not even probably, they're definitely the band I've seen most in concert. Sadly, though, we had one not that long ago when Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died.
Right.
I saw them in concert with Weezer in probably, 04, 05. And at the time, Foo Fighters were fine in my book, but I wasn't really into them all that much. It changed for me at that concert when I saw them live and said, holy cow, this band is incredible. And I, you know, got every CD I could at the time, listened to everything I could, and I've been a huge fan since then. So that one, I'm still bummed about that. Still absolutely bummed. And, you know, that one really, that was probably the first time where, a musician leaving this earth, frankly, far too early, obviously, for Taylor, where I was, for a couple days, just kind of in a little bit of a fog.
They are an amazing concert band. Three or four times for me, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That one absolutely got to me. If you told me right now, current group, I would most want to see when they're still either near their peak, at their peak, or not too far from it, they're probably at the top of my list, Foo Fighters. So totally. And then just the circumstances with Taylor, too. Let's do this. A lot of text coming in. So it could be somebody current. It could be somebody when you think of a younger part of your life. If they passed away, they were an artist on their own or they were integral part of a band, and it would grab you because of the fun it would bring, the sadness it would bring. The fun, not the fun that you happy the past, but it would remind you of all the fun you had because of their music. Who do you have? 651-461-9226 again. 651-461-9226. Okay, we're talking about Christine McVie, her passing, individuals, if they passed away, would have a powerful impact on you, including Christine McVie, right? And what Fleetwood Mac was. Dave, you mentioned Norm Macdonald. You know, it's just, they are people who entertain us, and you don't have to be somebody who's obsessed with somebody either. They just can be a huge part of what you enjoy or who you enjoy, or comedy or actors. So many different ways to look at it. Let's Let's look at some of the texts. Like Fleetwood Mac early on with Peter Green when they were strictly a blues band, lost interest when they turned pop. Did see Lindsey Buckingham and Christine Northrup in 2017. Got to say it was outstanding. Yeah, I think when people think of how California-like that we think of Fleetwood Mac, for some they're like, wait a sec, how is this bluesy? But they're still playing that bluesy feel. Springsteen, Loverboy, Seeger, Rolling Stones, Eagles, for a start. Doobie Brothers, Tom Johnston, or Patrick Simmons would floor me. Couple people saying Ozzy. I think a lot of us are stunned that Ozzy's still with us, Dave.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Right? I mean, I'm glad. Keep staying.
Between him and Keith Richards, my goodness, good for them.
Mick will have a bigger impact globally than Keith, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying two rock stars
not,
that live
not
hard.
Not by a lot, though, right? I mean, Keith Richards is a huge part of that band, you know? I mean, Mick might be the greatest frontman of all time.
Yeah.
More text. Not for me, but if Kenny Chesney died, my wife might grieve as much, if not more, than I died.
That would be my wife with Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Bruce would lay me out. I'd be in the news. I don't want to hear it. When Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry died in a helicopter, that got me. Andrew Lloyd Webber, Springsteen. He provided the soundtrack to my life. You know, so much for me with Springsteen is I came to him a lot later. Like, he was certainly around earlier. That was my period where I just, if anything was massively popular, I just acted like I was against it. But Springsteen would be a huge one for me, too. Elton John. I've probably seen Elton more than anybody. That'd be a huge one. John Prine certainly had a big effect on a lot of people a few years ago when he passed. Donald Fagen, Al Green, Stevie Nicks. All these texts coming in. Thanks so much for sending them to me. Crushed by the Death of Tom Petty. He is the soundtrack. Bob Dylan. Pat Benatar was my adolescent crush. James Taylor, let's see, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Elvis, Costello, Bob Dylan. You should hear Fleetwood Mac's version of Black Magic Woman. Ooh, I don't think I've heard that yet. On Tennis Shoes, Aren't You Stylish? Well, I am, thank you. But 9,000 people wear On Tennis Shoes right now, like in Plymouth. So I don't think they're that unique anymore. They're everywhere. Major Garrett, Shaletta, Matthew Collar, and maybe we'll do Am I Wrong, Dave. We talk about Am I Wrong all the time, then we just fill it up with content.
Yeah, you want to hear your voice more. I get it.
That's it. That's it. It's all me. I think I'm getting a headache from my fall on the ice. I'm not real happy. Linus Construction Time Check is 257. Any gutter issues, reach out to Andy Lindis. Jason DeRussia and Dan Cook will take you home right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,